Get ready for true spectacle. Next Saturday night, the full moon will hover just above Mars. On the same night, the red planet has its best opposition since 2005. Mars hasn't been this bright or close to us for more than a decade. Shining at a dazzling magnitude minus 2, the red planet now dominates the low eastern sky, starting at 10 p.m. every night. Even better, Mars hovers above the famous Scorpius star, Antares, whose very name means the rival of Mars, because they both share the exact same orange color. You won't confuse them, though, because Mars is higher up and also 6 times brighter. And there's more. Just to the left of Mars and Antares floats the bright planet Saturn, which itself will come closest to Earth just 11 days later. It's almost too much to take in at once. But we can start prepping tonight, or the first clear night. Simply look lowish in the southeast at 10 or 11 p.m. The brightest star is Mars, and you can't miss its orange hue. The bright star to its left is Saturn. Simple. But the best spectacle is a one-night-only affair. Next Saturday night, when Mars reaches its exact lineup with the Sun and Earth, on the night of the full moon, which is lined up with them as well. That's also a blue moon, if defined as the third of 4 full moons this spring. If you own a small telescope, Mars is a bit of a challenge because even during this favorable close approach, it's still only half the size of Jupiter or Saturn. Still, you might glimpse a white polar cap and some dusky surface features. Swing the scope leftward to Saturn, and you'll be glad you did. It's simply amazing through any instrument, with the rings nicely visible with any magnification greater than 30 power. Mars, at its brightest, will meet the full moon and Saturn and Antares next Saturday starting at 10 p.m. It's a don't-miss event, and the price is right. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.